amazing thing?
手机真是个好东西。
How many people have a cell phone here?
谁有手机举手？
I don't mean today. Hopefully it's turned off right now. Can I translate that? So I want to tell you my favorite story about cell phones. We probably all have a story to tell about our cell phones.
我们大家都有好多关于我们手机的一些轶事，现在牧师就给我们讲一个他自己的故事。
And I was in Florida about 4 years ago on a trip.
他4年前在佛罗里达旅行。
I decided to go kayaking because that's one of my favorite activities.
他特别喜欢划船，那个独木船，所以他就要去划。
And so I read about this place where you could go kayaking down a river and you could see amazing swamp creatures.
他听说有一个地方，你划船划到下游，就会看到一个沼泽，里面有很多奇异的生物。
And as I drove over to the place where we were to leave from the kayaking trip, I became lost and I was a little late in getting there.
但是他滑到一半的时候呢，他就迷路了。
So I stopped and I grabbed a little lunch, but I didn't have time to eat it. I just grabbed it, put it in a bag. I went to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
然后他就找了一个肯德基的店，进去买了点吃的，放在包里。
I was so hungry, but I didn't have time to eat lunch, and I had to make it there on time so they could take me on this bus way out to this river and then drop me off with my kayak.
那时候他已经晚了，所以他就赶紧要找一个公车，然后呢，能够带他去可以到他船那儿的一个地方。
So I got there just on time. They took me to the river, put me in the water, said goodbye. We'll see you a couple hours from now as you kayak down to the bottom of the river.
然后他到了那个河那儿，然后呢就到船里面，然后呢就跟大家说几个小时以后见。
So I'm kayaking along in the river, and I go about 100 yards or so, and I go, oh, I'm so hungry. I want to stop and have lunch.
他划了一会儿就觉得饿了，就想吃午饭了。
So I just stopped in the middle of the river, and I broke open my lunch, and I'm starting to chew on a piece of chicken.
然后他就把包里面那个肯德基拿出来，正在咬一个鸡块。
And I look around me, and all of these little eyes popped up out of the water in the river.
然后他私下一看，突然发现那个水里面冒出好多眼睛来。
And they had big, long noses.
而且这眼睛下面有大鼻子。
They looked a lot like alligators.
看起来特别像鳄鱼。
There are about 6 or 7 alligators kind of all around my kayak.
就他小船旁边围了6-7条大鳄鱼。
It was right around then I remembered watching some television shows, and I saw a place in Florida where they used to feed live chickens to alligators, and they love chicken, I remembered.
然后他突然想起他看的电视节目，说鳄鱼特别喜欢吃的活鸡。
So here I am with my Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm thinking, if I eat it, they're going to come after me. If I throw it overboard, then they might tip me over.
然后他呢，嘴里面咬着那个鸡腿，他就想，如果我把鸡吃了，鳄鱼可能会来吃我。但是我要把鸡腿给他们呢，他们可能会把我船搞翻了。
And I'm right in the middle of trying to decide what to do when all of a sudden my cell phone rings in my pocket.
他正在不知道怎么办的时候，突然手机响了。
I'm literally in the middle of nowhere. I'm out in a swamp.
他就在一个沼泽地的中间，什么人也没有。
And I'm trying to dig my cell phone out of my pocket and hold on to my kayak and my chicken leg.
然后他又手忙脚乱的，又要把手机拿出来接电话，又要保证船不会翻，手里还拿着个鸡腿。
I finally get it out of my pocket, and I go, hello, and it's my wife. She's calling me here from Wilton.
他接了电话，一听是他老婆，他老婆从Wilton给他打的电话。
Her name's Jennifer. I said, hi, Jennifer. This isn't a real good time for me to talk on the phone. I'm surrounded by alligators, and I'm eating chicken right now.
然后他说, Jennifer, 现在不是讲电话的时候, 我旁边都是鳄鱼。
I go, I hope this is really important. And she said, yes, well, they need to know how to set up the chairs for church this Sunday.
然后我说,你有什么要紧事儿,赶紧说。结果他老婆说,我们就想问问你,星期天怎么摆椅子。
So I told her as quickly as I could what I had in mind. And I said, I got to go because I might not make it to Sunday if I don't get out of here.
然后他赶紧就说,那我得把电话挂了,要不然他就没法活着去星期天的敬拜了。
So needless to say, I made it out of that situation. I'm here, I've got all my hands, my feet, everything's okay.
当然,今天大家看见他手脚还都全。
But just like cell phones, prayer is something that you can use any place, any time, wherever you are.
就好像你手里有个手机一样，你可以借着祷告，不论什么时候，在什么时间，在哪里，你都可以达到神那里去。
Prayer is one of the most amazing gifts that God has given us.
祷告是神给我们的一个非常非常奇妙的礼物。
We want to look at the idea of prayer today and following Jesus into prayer, specifically in His name.
所以我们现在就要看看我们怎么样奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Many people pray, but many people also recognize that they can be much more effective in their prayer life.
很多人都祷告，但是他们也意识到他们的祷告还应该更有效。
And many of us have questions about prayer.Why don't my prayers always get answered? And you know, how does prayer really work? How does God use that in our lives?
我们对祷告有很多疑问，怎么样才能让神听到祷告呢？
So we'll look at some of those passages today, which we just read in the scripture reading.
所以今天就看看我们刚才读的经节。
And try to dig out some answers to that. And specifically, what does it mean to pray in Jesus' name?
我们从中发现有没有找到答案。而且怎么样奉主耶稣基督的名来祷告。
So if you have a Bible, why don't you open up to John chapter 14?
请大家 打开圣经翻到约翰福音十四章。
And I want us to look at verses 12 to 14 together specifically.
我们一起读12到14节。
Jesus gives two amazing statements here.
耶稣给了我们两个非常奇妙的应许。
First he says in verse 12.
他第一下说12节。
Truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I've been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father.
他说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
That's a pretty amazing statement in itself, isn't it?
这句话本身就是非常奇妙。
That Jesus' followers could do greater things than Jesus did.
耶稣的门徒能比他做的事情还大。
Jesus did many great things.
耶稣做的事就更伟大了，就够伟大了。
He was an amazing teacher.
他是一个非常伟大的教师。
He had an incredible way of loving people and accepting people, some people that nobody else cared about.
他对人的爱是如此广大，以至于他能接纳那些别人无法接纳的人。
He attracted a number of people to follow him.
而且他吸引了很多的人去跟随他。
And they did many things that we would consider to be miracles, things that you don't normally see happen in everyday life.
他行了很多神迹，是我们根本就想都想不到的事情。
He took water and he changed it into wine.
他把水变成酒。
He took some fish and some loaves and multiplied that and fed 5,000 people with this little meal.
他把几条小鱼可以变出很多鱼来，能够喂饱五千人。
He calmed the storm and he walked on the water.
他还斥责风暴，而且能在海上行走。
He cast demons out of people and he healed lepers and blind people.
他能把人身里面的污秽赶出去，能够医治那些瘸腿瞎眼的人。
He brought his friend Lazarus back from the dead and raised him from the dead.
他甚至让他的朋友拉撒路从死里复活。
And then probably the greatest miracle that he performed of all was rising himself from the dead, the resurrection.
他所做的最大的神迹就是他自己三天以后从死里复活。
And he says in verse 12 that you who believe in him will do the works and even greater things than these.
然后他竟然说，你们信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。
How could we do that?
我们怎么做啊？
What I don't think he meant is that we'll do anything greater in quality than what he did, or in the scope of the type of miracles that he did.
我想我们能做的是不是说在这个事情的本质上，比如说做一个比他还要大的神迹之类的。
How could you top raising someone from the dead or raising yourself from the dead?
谁能做一个比从死里复活更伟大的神迹呢？
What I do think he means is we will do more and greater works in quantity than he did.
但是我们能做的是在数量上更大。
Because as hundreds of millions of people around the world follow Jesus, then he has so many more people to work through than when he was just here by himself.
因为如果世上有成千上万、成百上千的人都在跟随耶稣的话，那他能够通过这些门徒所做的事情就很多了。
As all of his followers allow him to work through them to heal and to help and to love and to lead people to follow Jesus, amazing amounts of work can be done for God.
那些跟随耶稣的人可以让耶稣通过他们在世上做出许许多多类似医治赶鬼的这些神迹奇事。
But that's just the first incredible statement he makes.
这只是耶稣告诉我们两件奇事中的一件。
We find the second one in 13 and 14.
第二件事是在13到14节里面讲的。
Where he says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it.
他说你们奉我的名无论求什么我必成就叫父因儿子得荣耀你们若奉我的名求什么我必成就。
Now, if you didn't read that passage carefully,
如果你不好好读这两句话,
you might get the impression that Jesus is like a magic genie.
你可能有一个印象，好像耶稣就像那个阿拉丁神灯一样。
That all you have to do is go to him and say, Jesus, give me a brand new car.
你只需要到他面前说，耶稣给我辆新车。
Jesus, help me to have children, even though I haven't had children for 20 years.
耶稣给我一个小孩。
Jesus, change my wife or change my husband.
或者耶稣把我的老婆变一变。
Jesus, help me win the lottery.
或者耶稣帮我中个大奖。
Or make me 30 years younger.
或者耶稣帮我变得年轻30年。
But this is not an unconditional promise.
这个应许不是无条件的。
There are definitely conditions around this amazing promise from Jesus.
这个耶稣奇异的应许是有条件的。
He says, "Whatever you ask in my name,"
他说，你们奉我的名无论求什么
，I will do.
我必成就。
And then he says, "So that the Father may be glorified."
然后他说，这样叫父因儿子得荣耀。
These aren't the kind of prayer requests that just make us rich and famous.These are the types of things that we ask in Jesus' name that will bring glory to God as well.
所以我们祷告要求的不是让自己升官发财，而是让我们的父因子得荣耀。
But what does it mean to pray in Jesus' name?
那么奉主耶稣的名求是什么意思呢？
We all learn as you become Christians from listening to other people pray that the right way to end our prayers is to say, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们信主以后，我们就从别人那儿学到，每当我们祷告的时候，结末都说奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Even though I could not understand all of the things that were said from the pulpit here, I would imagine that many of the people who have prayed even today prayed in Jesus' name at the end of their prayers.
所以牧师他就认为他知道肯定很多人今天祷告都是这么祷告。
Do we know what that means when we say it? Do we understand what we are saying when we pray in Jesus' name?
当我们说这句话奉主耶稣基督的名的祷告的时候我们到底知不知道我们说的是什么？
Praying in Jesus' name is not a magic formula.
奉主耶稣基督的名不是一个神奇的咒语。
It's not just some ritual that you do or go through.
也不是一个宗教仪式。
There are many other religions where you recite the same prayer every day over and over and over again.
世上有一些宗教要求人们不停地念同样的 是同样的这个祷这个。
People chant the same words many, many times in a row.
他们就反反复复念同样的几句话。
And Jesus never intended that that phrase was to be meant as some kind of a new Christian ritual.
耶稣告诉我们，不是说把这句话当做我们基督徒的一个神奇的咒语。
There are two other places in the scriptures that give us more insight into this idea of praying in His name.
圣经里面还有两个地方向我们进一步阐述了这句话是什么意思。
One is in the book of Matthew, chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
This is part of the Lord's Prayer that we said earlier.
这就是我们先前一起做的主祷文。
In verses 9 and 10, Jesus says, This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
9到10节说，所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Hallowed be your name, or holy be your name, is a good translation of that.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
To make God's name holy is to revere it, to honor it, to trust it, to lift it up.
我们尊神的名为圣，就是要去尊敬他，敬畏他的名。
Today, many of us don't place a lot of importance on our names.
今天的人们对自己的名字不是特别看重。
It's something our parents gave us, or maybe many of you took on another name when you came to America.
因为这是我们父母给自己起的名字，你们当中有的人来到美国以后，可能也给自己起了个英文名字。
But when we talk, and the Bible talks about God's name, His name was representative of everything that God was.
但是当我们谈到神的名的时候，我们就意味着是说神他所包含的一切的一切。
To say hallowed be your name means that we trust you, we honor you, we worship you, we place our faith in you, in the person of God, not just his name.
当我们尊他的名为圣的时候，我们就意味着我们要敬重他，我们要相信他，把我们所想所求的一切都放在他里面。
So when we say, I pray in Jesus' name, it means that we trust Jesus for who he is, and we're praying according to who we know Jesus to be.
当我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告的时候，就意味着我们相信主耶稣，我们知道他为我们做的事情，我们把一切都交给他。
And then he gives us another clue in the second line of that prayer.
所以这就告诉我们了第二点。
Where he says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
第十节说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So praying in Jesus' name means praying according to God's will.
这就意味着奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，意味着是奉主的旨意祷告。
That's why Jesus can say such an amazing statement, if you ask anything in my name, I'll give it to you.
这样的话就是解释了为什么耶稣说只要你们奉我的名祷告我必成就。
Because when we ask it in his name, we're trusting that God's will be done. We're saying, however you want to do it, God, whenever you want to do it, God, I trust you as I pray.
因为当我们这样祷告的时候，奉主耶稣基督的名，我们就深信神的旨意必将成就，不论是什么时候，不论是什么结局。
There are two types of God's will that we need to learn to seek.
我们要学会寻求神的旨意，神的旨意有两种。
The first is what we call God's general will, His will for every person who follows Jesus.
第一种就是他的普遍的旨意，神对跟随他的人，所有的人都有同样的旨意。
We know, as we read the Bible, as we come to church, as we hear sermons, that it is God's will for every Christian to love God with all their heart.
我们通过读经，通过来教会，听到，我们知道，神对大家普遍的旨意就是我们全身、全心全意的爱主你的神。
We know it's God's will for every one of us here to love our neighbor as ourselves.
我们知道，神对我们的普遍旨意就是让我们每一个人都爱人如己。
We know it's God's will for every one of us in this room not to murder someone.
我们知道主对大家的普遍旨意就是我们每一个人都不能去伤害、去杀害任何人。
So as we understand God's commands, we begin to know and understand God's general will for all who follow Jesus.
所以当我们理解了神的律法的时候，我们就知道神对我们的普遍的旨意。
If we are harboring hatred in our heart for someone,
如果我们心里对别人，心怀不满，
and we pray, God, would you strike that person dead?
我们如果你祷告是求神去惩罚，让那个人一下子就死掉。
It's a safe thing to say that that is not going to be answered because that's not God's will. He doesn't want us to take vengeance on someone.
那我们就肯定知道，那肯定不是不神肯定不会成就，因为那不是他的旨意。
But then we get to the trickier part, and that's God's specific will for you and for me.
然后神的旨意的第二个方面就是神对你我的一个特殊的旨意，这个是不太好理解的。
God's specific will, like who should I marry?
比如说你要嫁娶什么人
？Where should I go to church?
你要去哪个教会？
What type of a job should I have?
我要从事什么样的工作？
How can I volunteer in a ministry? What does God want me to do with my money, with my time?
我怎么样服侍？神想让我怎么样利用我的时间，我的金钱？
How should I raise my children?
我怎么样教养子女？
These are all parts of God's specific will that we seek Him for. We seek His direction and wisdom.
这些都是我们要从主那儿、从神那儿寻求的，他对我们的特殊的旨意。
Let's look at one more passage. I think will give us a little more insight into how do we know what God's will is as we're praying.
我们再读一个经节，帮助我们更好的理解。
This is 1 John 5:13-15.
约翰一书五章十三到十五节。
John writes, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him.
十三到十五节，我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
So the first thing that John tells us here is what I was trying to tell the children a few minutes ago.
约翰给大家讲的第一个事情就是刚才牧师给小朋友说的。
You can only pray to God if you have a relationship with God.
只有当你和神建立一种关系的时候，你才能向神祷告。
He will not answer the prayers of people that don't believe in Him, that aren't following Him.
他不会去答应那些根本就不相信他的人。跟随他的人的祷告。
The only prayer he will answer from an unbeliever is, God, I confess my sin to you, and I want you to forgive me. I want to ask you to come into my life.
他所听的那些人的唯一的一个祷告就是他们向神认罪悔改的祷告。
But he says, I write these things to you who believe, and then you can pray.
约翰说，我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人。
Back to our little cell phone analogy.
那个就像牧师刚才讲的这个手机的比喻。
Do you know that right now there are hundreds of millions of cell phone calls going on all over the world?
每天在同一时间，世上都有千百万个手机的通话在进行。
There's probably a lot of messages just flowing through this whole sanctuary right now.
在此时此刻，我们这个教堂里面，天空中可能就飞着这些讲话。
But if I had my cell phone with me, the only people I can talk to are the people that I call or who call me.
但如果我把手机拿出来，我能听到的唯一的谈话就是我打电话去的人和那些打电话找我的人。
I have to have a relationship with someone to talk to them on my phone.
我得和这些人有一个关系，才能听到他们在电话上跟我的讲的。
I can't listen into everybody else's conversation.
我不能听到世上其他的人他们那些在空中运行的这些讲话，这些对话。
Some people can. Our government does, but I can't.
有的人可以，比如政府可以，但是我们不行。
Your government probably did that in China too, I'll bet.
你们中国政府可能也这么干了。
No, never. God is the same way. We need a relationship with Him if we're going to talk to Him and ask Him for things and come to Him in prayer.
和神就是这样，你必须得先跟他建立一个关系，你才能到他那里去向他倾心吐意。
But then he says, God hears us when we pray according to his will, and we will have what we ask for.
约翰又说，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。
I heard one pastor describe it years ago, when you're praying for God's will in your life, a decision you have to make.
记得以前有个牧师曾经讲过，你求神帮助你做一个决定的时候。
He said, walk close with Jesus.
他说，你们要紧紧跟随主耶稣。
And do whatever you want.
然后你就可以想做什么就做什么了。
Because when you're walking closely with Jesus,
因为当你紧紧跟随主耶稣的时候，
the desires of your heart will be the desires of his heart.
你的愿望就是耶稣的愿望。
And we're better able to pray within his will.
然后我们就更加知道该怎么祷告，怎么样奉他的旨意，以他的旨意来祷告。
Oftentimes, prayer is a difficult thing because we're not exactly sure how we should pray for something.
大多数的时候，祷告都不容易，因为我们不知道怎么样为别人祷告。
As part of my job as a pastor, I pray a lot. People ask me to pray for them in all kinds of settings and every single day.
作为牧师，他每天都要为好多人，为不同的事情祷告。
Some of those prayers are easy prayers to know what to pray and how to pray.
有的情况比较简单，牧师知道该怎么祷告。
Some of them are difficult because I don't have an exact reading of God's will in every situation.
有的时候就很困难，因为牧师他觉得他当时读不出来神的旨意。
So let me give you a couple of examples, and I want to do that by asking you to take out your blue bulletins.
给大家举个例子，举例子的时候，请大家把我们这个发的这个单张拿出来，这个蓝色的。
You have a prayer section here under the announcements part of your bulletin.
我们这个单张下面有一个代祷事项。
The first one says to pray for university campus ministry and those students in need.
这是英文的第一项，说的是，为这个校园事工祷告。
How many of you think that God cares about university students?
你们有多少人觉得神关心校园里的学生？
All the university students raise their hands.
那些上学的人可以举手。
Yeah, I think God cares deeply about students, and I love the whole university ministry at UB.
牧师觉得神非常的爱校园事工。
Part of why I love it is one of my best friends, Chris Rowley, is one of the leaders there, and I just see God doing so many great things to change people's lives through that ministry.
牧师的好朋友Chris 和 Kelly 两个人在 UB 那边的事工，也让牧师认识到神在校园事工做了很多奇妙的事情。
Being a student in university is one of the most crucial times of your life, and God can break through in that time of life in amazing ways.
因为当一个人念大学的时候，是他人生中很宝贵的一段时光，在那段时光里面，神就会通过各种途径让 让这个认识到他。
We prayed in my church last week for about 10 high school students who are graduating from high school and they're going to university next year.
牧师他们上周为十个高中毕业生祷告，因为他们马上就要进大学了。
And I didn't pray for them about having a boyfriend or a girlfriend or having a good roommate or finding a good major.
牧师祷告的事项不是求神给他们一个男朋友或女朋友，或者给他们一个好室友，或者给他们让他们知道学一个好的专业。
When I prayed for them, I tried to pray God's will, which I know is the key thing for God is that they stay connected to Him while they're at the university.
牧师他就试图用神去揣摩神的旨意来为他们祷告，而且牧师知道神的旨意是想让这些年轻人更加认识神。
That they would find Christian friends and fellowship and maybe another church to attend while they go away.
所以他祷告就是说求神带领这些年轻人能够认识其他的信主的年轻人，并且有好的团契。
As we look at each prayer request, you can say, God, what is your will for me to pray in this area?
当我们看每一个祷告事项的时候，我们就要问神，神啊，你在这里面有什么旨意？
The next prayer request on your list is to pray for single mother families and those who are facing difficulties.
英文祷告事项第二项就是为单亲家庭和那些在生活中遇到困难的人祷告。
If we're praying in Jesus' name, we know that Jesus constantly reached out to people who were struggling in life and who had the biggest challenges in life.
当我们奉主耶稣基督名祷告的时候，我们知道主耶稣在他在世上的时候，他非常非常关心那些生命中有困苦的人。
So you can be confident that you're praying in God's will when you pray for those single mothers.
所以我们要坚信，当我们奉主耶稣基督的名为这些单亲家庭祷告的时候，我们坚信神一定垂听。
Next one is to pray for the many young children here at your church.
第三个祷告事项是说为我们的年轻的少年儿童祷告。
We can be confident if we pray in Jesus' name about how to pray for children because Jesus loved children.
我们也可以非常自信地奉主耶稣基督的名为他们祷告，因为我们知道耶稣喜爱小孩子。
And then the fourth prayer request is to pray for those who are physically ill or who've been looking for jobs.
第四项是为那些身体有疾病的和寻求工作的人祷告。
God has told us how important it is to provide for our needs and for our families as we work.
因为神告诉我们，我们要为他人的需要、为他人的供应而祷告。
Many of the miracles Jesus did were healing people who were hurting physically, who were blind or lame or deaf.
耶稣行的很多神迹都是医治那些人身体上的疾病。
So these are just good examples, I think, of how we pray in Jesus' name and we pray for God's will.
这些就是一个很好的例子，告诉我们如何用主耶稣基督的名，按照神的旨意为大家祷告。
Now the tricky part is this, we don't know what God's going to do when we pray for each of these people.
但是要注意一个比较难的地方就是当我们这样祷告了以后我们也不知道神会如何来垂听如何行动。
When we pray in his name and trusting his will, we're saying, God, we want you to answer this prayer any way and in any timing that you know is best.
当我们奉主耶稣基督的名为这些事项祷告的时候我们就应该相信而且应该交托给神，让神按照他的时间、他的旨意、他的方式来成就。
Yeah, I can confidently say that God has answered every prayer that I've ever prayed in my life.
牧师他可以很自信地说，神把他生命中他所做每一个祷告都垂听、都回应了。
And his answers have either been yes.
神的回答要不然就是是。
Sometimes no.
有的时候是不是。
And oftentimes it's been wait.
但是大多数时间就是说要等
and wait a little longer.
而且要再等
They're all answers. They're not always the answer I want to have or that you want to have to your prayers.
虽然不是我们非常想听到的答案但是这些确实是神的答案
But as we pray his will, he will answer us.
当我们奉他的旨意求他会垂听
So I wanted to end with just a little exercise of looking at how did Jesus pray, and what are some of the ways that we could pray like Jesus.
我们最后再讲一下耶稣他是怎么祷告的，我们向他那儿学一下怎么祷告。
There's actually a few little fill in the blanks on your white outline there.
如果大家有那个一个小的单张的话，那是填空题。
These might help you to take something home to think, okay, these are some of the ways I could actually pray like Jesus prayed.
大家回去可以思考一下什么事情你可以去模仿耶稣来祷告。
This first one we've covered pretty well, pray according to God's will.
第一项就是按照神的旨意来祷告。
Jesus prayed by knowing God and walking with the Heavenly Father closely.
耶稣基督与神同行，与神紧紧的同行，所以他知道神的旨意。
And as we are vitally connected to Jesus, then we can better pray according to His will.
我们要想奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，我们也要同样，我们要知道他的旨意。
The second way Jesus prayed was confidently.
第二点，耶稣的祷告都是非常有自信的。
He said we would approach God boldly in prayer.
所以我们要大胆地向神求。
Not because we deserve anything from God or because we're so holy.
不是说我们有多圣洁，我们多配得那些个关心。
We approach God boldly because of Jesus, because of what He did to die on the cross for our sins, what we just celebrated in communion.
大胆向神求是因为我们有主耶稣，有主耶稣为我们所做的，有他的宝血遮盖我们的罪。
We approach God boldly because as a follower of Christ, we know that He has forgiven our sins, He has given us His righteousness, and He's given the Holy Spirit to live inside of us.
我们之所以能大胆向神求，是因为我们知道神因为主耶稣基督的缘故，赦免了我们的罪。
The third way Jesus prayed was consistently.
第三个就是耶稣基督常常的祷告。
He never stopped praying.
他从来没有停止过祷告。
Jesus prayed through the good times and the hard times.
他在好的时候祷告，在不好的时候也祷告。
He calls on us to pray during the day and during the night.
他让我们在白天祷告，夜间也祷告。
While you're driving in your car, while you're at school, while you're on your job, when you're at home with your children.
当我们开车的时候，当我们在家的时候，当我们和孩子在一起的时候，当我们在学校的时候，都可以祷告。
Let prayer be a constant conversation that you have with God.
让我们的祷告是一个时时刻刻都在与神连接的交谈。
Fourth way Jesus prayed was publicly and privately.
耶稣的祷告第四个特点就是他有时候在众人面前祷告，有时候是在私下祷告。
Jesus did much of both of these.
耶稣两种都行。
He said, go off by yourself into your own little corner and pray to God where it's quiet and you're alone.
他也曾经教导我们回到家关上门，在黑屋子里面向神祷告。
No one's listening to your prayer. You're not trying to impress anybody else. You can just pour out your heart to God, tell Him how you feel, and call out to Him.
这样子我们的祷告不是给人听的，是真正给神听的。
But He's also said it's important to come together and pray as a church, as Christian friends, as families, to pray together.
但是耶稣也曾教导我们，我们应该几个人，三五个人聚在一起。以这个一个教会的形式，一个家庭的形式，一起祷告也很重要。
Some of the most memorable and heartfelt and deepest times I've experienced in my life have been in groups of people as we prayed for one another.
牧师他生命中经历的几个最难忘、最印象深刻的时刻，都是他和别的基督徒一起祷告的时候。
Another way that Jesus prayed is He prayed with passion.
而且耶稣他祷告是充满了热情，充满激情。
He poured out his heart over the people of Israel.
他为了以色列的人，他完全把自己的心都掏出来了。
Another aspect of Jesus' prayer is that he prayed for everyone and everything.
另外一个特点就是耶稣他是为所有的人所有的事情都祷告。
You should never have a lack of things to pray for or hit a point where you just go, I don't know of anything to pray for anymore.
我们永远也不应该觉得自己没什么可祷告的，没什么事情好祷告的。
God calls us to pray for our family and for our friends and for our enemies.
神让我们为自己的家人祷告，为自己的亲友祷告，而且也要为我们的仇敌祷告。
He calls us to pray for those that we love, for those who are lost apart from Him, and for your leaders.
神让我们为自己祷告，为那些失散的人祷告，为教会的领导，为国家的领导祷告。
And all the issues of our life we can bring to God in prayer.
而且我们生命当中所有的事情都可以带到神的面前求。
Pray about your anger. Pray for forgiveness.
当你愤怒的时候，你求神赦免。
Pray about your speech and pray about the relationships you're in.
也要为自己所说的话祷告，也要为自己与人相处祷告。
Pray for your marriage and pray for your children.
为你的婚姻，为你的孩子祷告。
Pray for health issues and pray for job issues.
为自己的健康，为工作。
Pray that you would manage your finances in a godly way and that you would also resist temptation.
求神带领你，用他的方式来管理你的钱财，而且要避免试探。
Pray that you would have God's guidance and that you'd experience His peace inside your heart.
求神的带领，还有他的平安。
There's so much we can pray for.
有好多好多事情可以用来可以来向神祷告。
And the last way that Jesus prayed is he always accompanied it with action.
最后一项就是耶稣他不仅仅是祷告，他经常是有行动的。
Seems like he never just prayed for somebody and then kind of shoved them out the door and sent them on their way.
他从来没有就给那人祷告一下，然后就把他撵出去了。
He prayed for someone and then he healed them.
他为那些人祷告，祷告过后又医治了他们。
He prayed for someone and then he helped them.
他为那些有困难的人祷告，祷告过后他前去帮助他们。
He prayed for people and he took time to listen to them.
他为那些有需求的人祷告，祷告之后他听他们的，倾听他们。
He accompanied his prayer with love, with acceptance, with sharing the gospel with them.
他的祷告中不仅有祷告，有他的爱，还有他的接纳。
God wants to work through your prayers, but He also wants to work through you as people have needs around you.
神通过你的祷告做工，更重要的是他通过你来做工，做到你身边的人身上。
So I want to ask you this afternoon to consider this question.
所以今天下午就请大家思考一个问题。
Which one of these aspects of praying like Jesus do you think He wants you to grow in the most right now in your life?
我们上面讲到的几个要点里面，你觉得神想让你特别操练哪几项
？And I want to lead us in prayer if you'd pray with me.
然后请大家跟牧师一起祷告。
Let's ask God to make that clear to us.
我们来求神向我们彰显。
Lord God, we thank you for your word today.
我们主我们神，感谢你今天给我们讲的话。
We thank you for this great gift of communicating with you called prayer.
感谢你给我们这么一个美好的礼物，就是祷告。
There's so many of us here, God, that many probably are wrestling with different aspects of prayer today.
今天在座的人里面，很多都和这个祷告里面很多不同的地方有一些疑惑。
Some of us don't understand how it all works.
有的人还是不明白怎么样祷告能起作用。
Many of us don't take the time to pray enough.
而且我们很多人都不愿意花时间来向你祷告。
Maybe we're uncertain about how to pray.
我们也不知道该怎么祷告。
And God, all of us need to have a clearer idea of what your will is, and so we can pray in that way.
所以我们就求你能够把你的旨意彰显给我们，让我们奉按照你的旨意来祷告。
But ultimately, God, we trust you as God to know our needs.
但是最重要的是，主啊，我们相信你，你是我们的神，我们把我们的需求放在你的手上。
And as we bring our desires and our requests to you,
当我们把我们的需求、我们的意愿带到你的面前的时候，
we place them in your hands and we allow you to do with them as you will, that your will would be done.
我们求你的旨意成就。
Thank you for our time today, and would you show us what we can do to grow our own prayer lives?
感谢你今天给我们这个时间，教导我们怎么样培养我们的祷告的生命。
In Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.